With the mild conditions in the region, the North Bay Fire Department is urging residents to stay away from area lakes and waterways. Even though the ice on area waterways looks safe, ice thickness has not developed to a point where we are comfortable having people out on area lakes, said Greg Saunders, deputy chief with the North Bay Fire Department. Saunders adds that inconsistent air temperatures may cause the ice to thaw and freeze, making the ice surfaces unpredictable and dangerous. Residents should not walk, ski, skate, or play on any body of water, he said. Parents and guardians are asked to remind children about this important safety rule. Saunders says people also should keep their dogs on a leash near waterways. If a pet goes through the ice, the fire department said people shouldn't try to rescue the animal since they'll be putting themselves and others in danger, said Saunders. Meanwhile, the OPP wants to ensure that the public practices proper ice safety. Many lakes and rivers in the area may have a thin layer of ice, but with the milder weather, they are still not safe to venture onto. Residents must take caution regarding thin ice conditions on area waterways. Many factors affect ice thickness, including type of water, time of year, water depth and size of body of water, currents, tides and other moving water logs, rocks and shoals absorbing heat from the sun, changing air temperature. Ice does not freeze at uniform thickness throughout the body of water, says Constable Robert Lewis. When ice forms early and may look safe, it is likely not thick, strong, or stable enough to support much weight. Thickness should be checked regularly as you move further onto the ice. Anyone considering venturing out on ice-covered bodies of water for recreational activities should do so with an experienced outdoor enthusiast who is familiar with local conditions and water currents. Children should not play near or on ice-covered bodies of water unless supervised by an experienced, safety-conscious person. Remember, no ice is safe ice. Venturing out onto unsafe ice puts your life and those of the first responders at risk.